The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Lightning Network, the payment network of the internet.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
This text belongs to my new book titled The Orange Flash of Freedom, Understanding and Using the Bitcoin Lightning Network. While many individuals focus on the pricing and earnings associated with Bitcoin, it has provided much more than simply a digital gold alternative. Despite altcoin users frequently criticizing Bitcoin for being slow due to blocks forming every 10 minutes on average, a payment network was created using the Bitcoin protocol that surpasses any altcoin in performance. The Lightning Network offers payments with instant finality and eliminates waiting for confirmations from miners or validators. The network is also recognized for its low payment fees. In fact, nodes within the network compete against each other specifically regarding these fees, driving prices down through long-term competitive pressure. Currently, Lightning primarily serves Bitcoin transactions between users. Nevertheless, the potential of this technology goes far beyond its current usage. I became aware of this issue when I encountered a payment terminal at a coffee shop that didn't support Lightning payments. I could have paid using Bitcoin with a high fee or an alternative coin, but I didn't possess any supported altcoin. However, due to instant non-KYC exchanges and the law of cryptocurrency isomorphism, we can use any cryptocurrency for payment even if we don't hold it directly. Lightning is the ideal payment protocol. If we wanted to utilize another cryptocurrency such as Monero or Ethereum in this manner, we would face two challenges. For Monero, one fundamental issue would be waiting for the block to be mined. The exchange needs to wait for at least one confirmation, otherwise they could fall victim to a double spend attack. The average Monero block takes about 2 minutes, but it's possible that the block doesn't arrive within several minutes. Additionally, with an increasingly active network, our transaction might not appear in the subsequent block. When we're paying at a cafe using Litecoin, for instance, the cafe won't see our transaction until our Monero payment is added to the block. Certain exchanges may even wait for 10 blocks, which equates to 20 minutes, before allowing the Monero to be spent. The block time on Ethereum can sometimes take up to a minute for a transaction to be included, and fees tend to be high in such cases. However, Lightning offers predictably low fees and eliminates the need to wait for any blocks at all. As a result, we can consider Lightning as a fundamental payment protocol that enables us to send value across the internet. For example, if you possess a traditional payment card like Visa or MasterCard, denominated in euros and use it to pay in Paraguay, not only will your fiat currency be transferred via the payment protocol, but there could also be multiple background currency exchanges occurring simultaneously. First, I pay with the balance in euros, and it has to be converted first to dollars so that the recipient will receive the Garoni because there is no direct PYG/your pair. Liquidity. And here comes another feature of Lightning. It uses Bitcoin, which is extremely liquid. While liquidity isn't directly related to market capitalization, we can infer the approximate size of networks from it. Ethereum has a market capitalization of about 1/3 of Bitcoin's capitalization. Then there's BNB, Binance Coin, and Solana, which are around 6%. And then nothing, I don't count stablecoins, those are dollars, just in a different payment network, and they're liquid enough. So the distribution is, as we expect it to be for networks following network effect laws, it follows the power law. If liquidity is important, which it is if there are exchanges going on, there's no better option in the cryptocurrency world than Bitcoin, the native currency of the Lightning Network. The absence of dirty coins is another advantage of Lightning. Since coins have no history, they are fungible. This means there are no dirty coins in Lightning, as they are all the same. It's an essential feature for a payment network because it should be software-based and predictable. We don't want payments to stop just because someone didn't like certain coins along the way. Fortunately, this isn't a problem with Lightning. Programmability is another key aspect of Lightning. It allows us to make instant, inexpensive, and clean payments using a liquid asset as a transported unit of account. In addition to multi-chain capability, Programmability enables atomic swaps between different chains that either occur entirely or not at all. When we consider the credit card example, several things occurred along the way. I used euros from my bank account. Euros were exchanged for USD on an exchange. Then, USD was exchanged for PYG on another exchange, and the merchant's account received exactly the amount of PIG he requested. In addition, no one can lose out on exchange rate differences. Exchange rates usually cost the client from 0% to 1%. Receiving payment fees are 1% to 5% and paid by the merchant. At least in terms of pricing, we have room to innovate. However, the fees also reflect what can go wrong along the way. If the payment path takes too long to create and confirm, it must be more expensive to exchange the currencies from one to another. The longer it takes to confirm, the more the exchange rate can move, and thus someone gets a free exchange rate option. If the payment is not atomic, it translates to higher fees for the payment itself, even if there is no exchange of one currency for another. What does it mean for a payment path to be atomic? Let's examine what it means when a payment isn't atomic. It could be that funds are taken from the sender's balance but don't reach the receiver, or the opposite scenario may occur. A possible situation is that the payment is confirmed, but later on, it's found out that there has been credit card fraud involved. In this case, although the merchant saw the payment confirmation and provided goods or services in exchange for the card payment, the actual payment gets reverted afterwards, leaving the merchant without any money received. Atomic payment signifies that everything occurs as a whole, no individual part of the transaction can happen independently. Either the entire transaction takes place or none of it does. Lightning itself is atomic by nature, and with the help of programmability, Bitcoin exchanges over Lightning for other cryptocurrencies can also be atomic. By implementing some plumbing, hedges to different fiat currencies worldwide can become atomic as well. If Bitcoins leave my Lightning wallet, Litecoins will surely arrive at the recipient's address. Enhanced programmability. The programmability in Lightning goes beyond just simple transactions. In June 2019, René Picard and I wrote a paper on Lightning discrete log contracts. These contracts allow for advanced smart contract functionality within the Lightning channel. For instance, you can hedge the exchange rate of Bitcoin against the dollar, effectively holding a dollar balance in the Lightning channel with interest. The concept was brought to life by the 10,101 project, which allowed users to have both a dollar and a Bitcoin balance in their Lightning wallet simultaneously, enabling payments with the dollar balance. This dollar balance wasn't represented by a stablecoin, rather, it was created using sats and a short position that combined to form a stable dollar value. Notably, no Tether or any other third-party token was involved in this process. The project transitioned from direct Lightning channels to simpler DLC channels, which cannot route payments at the moment. However, paying from these channels using HTLC and atomic swaps is feasible and could be implemented in the future with relative ease. Both atomic swap technology or Lightning DLC have the potential to facilitate card-based payment networks. For example, a payee might want a balance in Garani while you possess euros within your Lightning channels. In this scenario, the payee generates a Lightning invoice containing an atomic change of Satoshi to Garani as part of the transaction. You would then retrieve it and transfer the necessary amount of Satoshi. However, by doing so, you step out of the position that previously fixed the euro value for you. Essentially, your payment appears in euros, while the received funds come in Garani. However, only Satoshis travel through the Lightning network since they are the native currency. Bitcoin serves as a universal currency, providing digital scarcity and an instant means of payment. While you don't have to interact with it directly, you can still benefit from its unique properties. It's important for people to consider using Bitcoin instead of other forms of money, especially given the risks associated with fiat currencies. Even if someone hasn't yet embraced Bitcoin fully, they can still take advantage of the Lightning payment network. This is similar to how second-generation wallets like Phoenix and Breeze have emerged, offering a unified balance system for both on-chain and Lightning transactions, automatically opening channels, providing swap services, and streamlining usage with just two buttons, send and receive. a comparable development is now happening in backend software as well. For instance, Blockstream's Greenlight service allows most complex operations like blockchain synchronization, payment routing, and the like to be handled by a cloud service built on a core Lightning node, while keeping all operations involving private keys on the end device. This service is employed by the Breeze SDK project. It enables developers to create Lightning applications without requiring the entire Lightning node to run on the end device, ensuring user sovereignty and ownership of private keys in a trustless manner. Another intriguing project is Phonixt, which functions like a relatively small Lightning node similar to the Phoenix wallet. You can receive and send from a unified balance, and if necessary, Phonixt opens channels for you at a fee. So, incorporating a Lightning payment into your app involves one straightforward API call, with Phonixt taking care of everything else. If a service like 10101 achieves programmable backend access, it would grant us control over any form of value in a Lightning channel or other atomic swappable technologies via Lightning. This balance can then be sent anywhere, even if only Satoshis are transmitted through the Lightning network itself. Conclusion: due to these features, I believe that Lightning will serve as the primary protocol for settling payments, even when individual users opt against using Bitcoin directly. In numerous scenarios, this protocol would remain undetectable by users. A player of an online RPG game purchases a new orange spacesuit for their character, paying with a credit card. The fiat currency is atomically converted into Bitcoin, which is then sent via Lightning to the seller of that orange spacesuit. This seller uses a service to accept payments and receives the payout in rupees to an Indian bank account. For most of the journey, the payment travels through the payment channel as either Bitcoins or sats, but the input and output can be entirely different currencies and payment networks. Consequently, Lightning will become a universal system for transferring value across the globe. While some Bitcoin enthusiasts may prefer all transactions to begin and end in Bitcoin, there is no technical or philosophical reason for this limitation within the Lightning protocol. People choose the money they desire and are prepared for essentially what they believe they deserve. New book, The Orange Flash of Freedom: Understanding and Using the Bitcoin Lightning Network. This text is part of my new book about the Lightning Network, titled The Orange Flash of Freedom. Bitcoin has created digital gold, empowering many people to freely transact using a non-inflationary, non-manipulable hard form of money. The Lightning Network builds upon this innovation, offering a fast, scalable payment network that can be used to instantly send and receive money over the internet. It is a basic protocol of the internet, similar to email for communication, or web for accessing information or apps. The Lightning Network can be as complex as you need it to be. Learn more about it in my eShop or on Amazon.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read, so I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well, so if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.